This is the second session on Simon Tav Petet, Sichot Sefirat HaOmer. Last week I gave some hakdama on the different inyanim of Sefirat HaOmer. We mentioned that there is a mitzvah to count days and to count weeks, which means that the Torah has two leshonot when it comes to counting. One Lashon is Shiv'a Shavuot Tispor Lach, you have to count 7 weeks. And another pasuk says Tisperu Chamishim Yom, you have to count 50 days. So the Gemara says Mitzvah Lemimne Yome, Mitzvah Lemimne Shavuot. It's Mitzvah to count the days and the weeks. Now, I also mentioned that is a Machloket Rishonim, whether nowadays Sefirat HaOmer is the Oraita or the Rabbanan. Majority of Rishonim, including Maran and Halacha, hold that Sefirat HaOmer nowadays is the Rabbanan. And Rambam, Chinuch, some other Rishonim, some Gaonim, hold that Sefirat HaOmer even nowadays is the Oraita. So the Gemara says that there are some Amoraim who used to count only the days, not the week. They only counted days, not the week, even though the mitzvah used to count both, because they said nowadays, the counting of Sefirat HaOmer nowadays only Zecher Lebet HaMikdash, Zecher LeMikdash, since it's only Zecher Ba'alma, it's enough to count just the days and not the weeks. LeHalacha, even though we paskin that nowadays Sefirat HaOmer is only Zecher LeMikdash, and it's only the Rabbanan, but still there's a mitzvah to count both the days and the weeks. How do we count the days and the weeks? We're going to have Bez Hashem discuss that. There's a minhag, the way we have it, the way Shulchan Aruch brings it, the way we count it. There are also other ways of counting it, which makes an afkamina if a person makes a mistake. So Shulchan Aruch says, one more time, let's start. Belel Sheni Achar Tefilat Arvit, the second night of Pesach, after Tefilat Arvit, Matchilin Lispor HaOmer. You start counting Sefirat HaOmer. Neim Shachach Lispor Betechilat HaLayla. If a person forgot to count it beginning of the night, Holech Vesofer Kol HaLayla, he has ability to count the whole night with a bracha. The whole night means till the morning with a bracha. U'mitzvah Al Kol Echad Lispor Le'atzmo. And every person has a mitzvah to count for himself. Now, what does that mean? Everyone has a mitzvah to count for himself. There is another mitzvah of counting, similar to Sefirat HaOmer, that the pasuk says, Bez Hashem, in a couple of weeks, in a few weeks, we're going to read. Pasuk says, "Vesafarta lecha sheva shabetut shanim, sheva shanim sheva pe'amim." We have to count 7 cycles. Or really, 7 cycles of 7 years, because we count 6 years, and the 7th year is Shemitah. Now, if we take this count and count it 7 times, Sheva Shabbatot Shanim, 7 Shabbatim of the year, which is 7 Shemitahs, Sheva Shanim Sheva Pa'amim, which is 7 times 7 years, would be 49 years. And then we declare the 50th year to be Yovel. So that mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah on Bet Din to count. We're not mechuyav that when the Shemitah comes, the first Shemitah, we say, Hayom Shemitah, or Hashanah Shemitah Achat. Hashanah, or Yom Alev LeShemitah, right? Or count and say, this is the first cycle of 7 years. We don't have a chiyuv to do that. Bet Din has a chiyuv to count that. It's a chiyuv in Bet Din. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Sefirat HaOmer is not like that. Sefirat HaOmer is a chiyuv on each individual. Kol echad, mitzvah al kol echad lispor le'atzmo. Every person has a mitzvah to count on his own. Now, there's a shayla in poskim, very interesting shayla. Can a person be yotze Sefirat HaOmer with the counting of somebody else? Shomei ke'one. Now, every other mitzvah, a person counts, if it's a saying mitzvah, it's a mitzvah that gets repeated, or said, a person could be Yotze Shomei Ke'one. Hidush, you could be Yotze Shomei Ke'one. Even Tefillah, a person could be, under certain circumstances, be Shomei Ke'one. Qariyat HaMegillah, everyone has a mitzvah to read the Megillah. We could be Yot HaShomi HaKehoneh, I could sit here and the Baal Chore reads, it's as if I'm reading. How about if the Chazan gets up, or the Rav of the Knesset gets up, and he counts, makes a bracha, and he counts Hayom, whatever it is, Laomer, and you listen to it, and you pay attention to it, and you have Kavanah to be Yotze with him. Are you Yotze or are you not Yotze? So that is a shaila in the poskim. There are poskim who want to say that that since the pasuk says Usfartem Lachem, you count for yourself, and the Shulchan Aruch says Mitzvah al kol echad lispor le'atzmo, that it's a mitzvah begufo shel adam, that you cannot be Yotze with somebody else's counting. And if I come to somebody and say, you know what, do me a favor, you're counting, you're making a bracha and you count, can't be motzi mitu. I don't have to count. So there are those who say that a person is not Yotze. There are those who go that far on the contrary, all the way to the other extreme, and hold like this. We have a machloket, Shulchan Aruch brings, in Hilchot Kriyat Shema, Shulchan Aruch brings a machloket. Machloket is whether mitzvot tzelichot kavana or not tzelichot kavana. That's already shaila in the Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah, other places, that whether mitzvot tzelichot kavana or not, which means when I am obligated to do a mitzvah and I go about doing the mitzvah without having in mind that I'm doing it for mitzvah. A fellow comes home, Naira Pesach. He doesn't realize, you know, even, you know, he doesn't realize that tonight he's supposed to eat matzah, right? Let's say, not paying attention. And he goes and he takes a piece of matzah, makes a motzi on it, and he eats it. Is he yotze the mitzvah of achilat matzah? Even though I didn't have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah, I'm a yotze achilat matzah. Somebody asked me, what is the number of, like tonight, they asked me, what's the count of Sefirah? I say tonight, wait, last night was 22, tonight is 23. You say it. Did you have in mind to count Sefirah at the moment? No. He asked me a question, I answered him. I said, tonight is 23. So there are those who say mitzvot en tzelichot kavana. In order to be yotze the mitzvah, even if a person does not have in mind necessarily to be yotze the mitzvah, you're yotze regardless. There's another opinion that holds, no, mitzvot tzelichot kavana. In order for a person to be yotze the mitzvah, at the time that he's doing the mitzvah, he has to be mindful that he's doing it l'shem mitzvah. He's not just doing it to answer a question, or he's not just eating the matzah because he's just hungry, he wants to have a piece of matzah. He is doing it to be mekayim the mitzvah. So what's the halacha? So Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions on this. Lema'aseh, we hold that mitzvot tzelichot kavana. Mitzvot tzelichot kavana, which means lechatechila, a person should have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah when you do the mitzvah. However, since it's a machloket, when it comes to mitzvot derabanan, so we say that by mitzvot derabanan, a person could be yotze even if he didn't have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah. Therefore, comes the night of Sefirat HaOmer. Sefirat HaOmer is a mitzvah derabanan. And somebody asked me tonight, what's the night of the Omer? And I say, well, tonight is 23rd night of Omer. I didn't have in mind to count for Sefirat HaOmer. I just answered the question. But since Sefirat HaOmer is the Rabbanan, there are those who say you're Yotze the Mitzvah. Even though we pass in Mitzvah Tzelichot Kavana. But over here, maybe you're Yotze the Mitzvah. Therefore, you're not allowed to count with a bracha. Recount.
Other mitzvah. If you put on tali without having a kavana, you're not yourself wearing a
tali. That's correct. If a person ate matzah the night of Pesach, not knowing at all that he's being mekayem mitzvah, I think he's hungry, just grab a piece of matzah and eat. So in that situation, we hold that he's not yotze. He's going to have to do it all over again by mitzvah d'oraita, right? When it comes to a shaila berachot, you get into shayin of something brachot still. But the nafkamina is where the person is obligated to repeat it.
You didn't mention the week.
Okay, good. Good. That's a good question. We're going to get to that soon. I mentioned that there are those in the Gemara already, there are those who say that even, you know, nowadays you don't have to count the week. Right? So we're going to get to that.
So what is it that Shulchan Aruch brings Dar Samit so that he tells you this is the Kavana, the Adam Mitzvah, he does not give you like four Sukkot?
Okay, no, good. So all the Mitzvot need the Kavana that I mentioned. The Mitzvot Tzerichot Kavana, when I put on Talit, I need to know that I'm putting this on, not because I'm cold, I'm putting it on, right? I shouldn't say that. The reason I'm putting these strings on, this baguette, is not because I just like the strings, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to put the strings on. When I put on tefillin, it's not because I'm putting it on because it's protecting me, or it's something, a ritual that the Jews do, but rather I'm putting it on because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do the mitzvah. That's the kavana that we're talking about, right? There's another kavana that some of the mitzvot have, because the Torah points out that when you do this mitzvah, you also need to have a certain idea in mind. The kavana that we're talking about is to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to do this, and that is why I'm doing it. That's the kavana we're talking about. Some mitzvot, the Torah says you also need to have some ideas in mind. The Torah says, by mitzvah tzitzit, it says, Uritem oto uschar den kol mitzvot Hashem. You have to see it and remember the mitzvot. Oh, so I'm putting it on. I need to have this idea in mind that by looking at this, I'm going to remember the mitzvot. Va'asitem otam. Ve'lo taturu achare levachim v'achare yinechem. By the tefillin, the Torah says, Leman tiyeh Torah Hashem beficha. Right? You put on tefillin in order that Torah Hashem should be beficha. However that works, the tefillin brings Torah Hashem beficha. But it's a concept I need to have in mind. Shulchan Aruch says the way it is because you're subjugating your power and your mind and everything in under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha. By Sukkot, it says, Leman yedu dorotechem ki basukot oshavti, in order for your generations to know that I put Bnei Israel in Sukkot, or whatever it is that Hashem made Sukkot for them, that they came out of Mitzrayim. So therefore, that idea you need to have in mind. Those are, some of the mitzvot have those ideas. Exactly.
Extra idea besides the...
Besides the chiyuv of kavanah on the mitzvah. Exactly. So, nafkamina is that the chiyuv kavanah of the mitzvah, kavanah, if a person didn't have, according to Manda Amar that says mitzvot tzerichot kavanah, he's not yotze the mitzvah at all. Right? According to Manda Amar who says mitzvot tzerichot kavanah, if I put on tefillin just mindlessly, without paying attention for the mitzvah, I'm not yotze the mitzvah. However, if I do not have in mind that idea of leman tiyeh Torah Hashem beficha, or uritem oto, or leman yedu dorotechem, if I do not keep that idea in mind, I'm still yotze the ikar mitzvah of sesit, tefillin, sukkah. That's not ma'akev.
Did we say for lota asa the same thing?
For lota asa, you do not need to have kavana for not doing lota asa. Right?
But it's an idea
of Yirat Shamayim if you have your mechaven to it.
But you're not doing anything. So how can you have your kavana?
I have an opportunity. Somebody offers me cheeseburger. And I happen not to like cheeseburger. Right? I don't like it. Or Hashem says I shouldn't eat it. Right? In order to get the sakhar for it, you still get the sakhar for it no matter why you do it. You refrain from it. But there's much more level of ahava and yirat Hashem and ahavat Hashem for a person refraining from the mitzvah. At the end of this coming parasha, right? The Torah says that a person should not say, Rashi says that a person should not say that, you know, I really like to eat. A person should not say, I don't like to eat pork. A person should say, rather, I like to eat pork. Except that the Torah says, I shouldn't do that. Right? That's how you should say, you know, of course I like to eat pork. Why not? Everybody enjoys it. Everybody likes it. Apparently it tastes good. Hashem says not to do it, so I'm doing it because Hashem says not to do it. Because that shows a certain level of obedience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shows a certain level of Ahavat Hashem, Yirat Hashem, you know, and obviously the sakhar that a person would get in that situation is a higher level of sakhar that he would get for not doing the Avera.
So we shouldn't show hatred to the pig itself. Example, they hate pig.
The pig itself?
Yeah.
Okay, so the reason they show some kind of displeasure to Chazir is because even in Lashon of Chazal, Chazir is something that is sort of pushed off. Many Gemarot do not refer to Chazir as Chazir, they refer to it as Davar Acher. Something else. They don't even mention the name of it. Right? Why is such a displeasure shown by Chazal regarding this animal? So Chazal say because this animal is a faker. Right? It sticks out his hoofs and says, see, I'm kosher, even though the inside is messed up. Right? So you have two simanim, simanei tahara, for the animals. Right? One is an internal siman, one is an external siman. Right? For animal to chew its cuts, you know, shachar kibokone, right? That's an internal siman. They need to have four stomachs to be able to do that kind of a system. And there's also an external siman, which is the split hoofs. All the other animals that are mentioned in the Torah that are not kosher, the behemoths that are not kosher, they all have internally, they're fine. Externally, they have a problem, which means they would chew their cuds, but they do not have split hooves. So the Torah says, listen, you know, an animal is kosher, an animal is not kosher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them the way they made them. So an animal that's not kosher at least shows that I'm not kosher. He's not faking it. Right? But an animal that inside it's all messed up, but it puts on, you know, split hooves and point down and say, I'm kosher, right? That's very dangerous. And Chazal say that is a simon to the galut, which we are in nowadays, the galut of Edom, because everything is external. Inside is all messed up. Everything is about the image and show and external, and this is the culture that we live in. So that's why Chachamim are sort of against this animal. Right? That's how they mention it. So that's why Chazal say, why is Chazir called Chazir? Because at the end it's going to become Chozer leKashruto. I don't know what it means really. It's going to change physically. But it doesn't change physically. It will not become Tahor Mutar. Torah says it's Asur. Right? Maybe all of a sudden Chazir would change into an animal that would also chew its cuts. Maybe yes, maybe not. That's the idea of it though, the Mefarshim speak out, is not the animal itself, but the symbol of the animal, which means, La'atid lavo, when Mashiach comes, the superficiality, the image, the fakery would all be taken away. Right? Everybody would show who they are and what they are. So, the Chazir's, middah, sort of, so to speak, will be taken away. So that's why they have that. But in terms of the meat of it, you know, or not, let's say not Chazir, let's say I don't know.
Snake.
Huh?
Kamel? Snake? Shatur, come on.
Crab. People eat it and they enjoy it and they advertise it, you know, crab cake, crab meat, and right? Even though we just, you know, we feel we can eat such a thing. Right? Right. But so the person should say, you know, obviously if these people eat it, must be delicious. Right? But you know what? I don't want it. Why? Because Hashem says I shouldn't have it. That is the attitude for the mitzvot aseh. Mitzvot aseh, that a person should have kavanah to be yotze. So therefore when it comes to Sefirat HaOmer, so we have two extremes. On the one hand, there are poskim who say that even if I go to somebody and I say to him, do me a favor, you counting with the bracha, count, make bracha for me and count for me. I'm not going to mention the number. You count. So there are those who say, you're not yotze. Because it's a mitzvah shebegufo, a person has to count himself. On the other hand, there are those who say that since Sefirat HaOmer is mitzvah derabanan nowadays, and by mitzvah derabanan, one can say maybe mitzvot en tzerichot kavana, you don't need kavana to be yotze. So if I'm in the Knesset and the Chazan gets up and he counts Sefirat HaOmer, he counts with the bracha, and I heard it, I didn't have in mind to be Yotzei with him, I'm Yotzei with him. That those who say in that situation, one would be Yotzei. So you're not going to be able to make a bracha afterwards. So what am I supposed to do? So what you're supposed to do, they say, is like this. When the Rav of the Chazan gets up to count, and you know you're going to count for yourself, I have in mind not to be Yotzei with him. Meaning I have kavana, not I don't have any kavana to be Yotzei. I have a kavana not to be Yotzei. I bedavka do not want to be Yotzei with him. So in that situation, you will not be Yotzei. So poskim say that b'emet is nowadays, since we all do count with a bracha, and this is what everybody does. So everyone's satam kavana is that, of course, I don't want to be yotze with a rav. I want to count myself. So you don't need to do that. There are those who say that every year before Sefirat HaOmer, the first night, you are megale that. You say to yourself, I want to declare that the whole 49 days of Sefirat HaOmer, I want to count it by myself. I do not want to be Yotzei with anybody else. Once you say it one time, then you don't have to worry about it. These are precautions. Aliba de Emet, there are two things that we need to keep in mind. It's Emet, that mitzvot, serichot kavana, that a person should have in mind to be Yotzei the mitzvah, when he does the mitzvah. But it's pashut, that when a person makes a bracha on the tefillin, asher kideshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'aniach tefillin, en lecha kavana gadol mizeh. I just declared that asher kideshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'aniach tefillin, and I put on tefillin, obviously I'm doing it for the mitzvah. So I am saying it, that I have kavana for the mitzvah. I'm not doing it just for the fun of it. Right? So that is, every time we make a bracha on a mitzvah, the nusach ha-bracha automatically instills in our mind that we are doing a l'shem mitzvah. So that automatically creates the mitzvah and the kavana to be yotze.
Rabbi, or the person who's saying it, like the first person who's saying it for the other people, should have in mind someone.
Yes. 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 He should have such a kavana, and not only that, he should mention it. He should mention that for the bracha, not for counting.
No, for bracha.
For bracha, yes. He should mention it, that anybody, because, you know, there are people who are going to miss. Yeah. They forget, they miss. And they feel embarrassed to go over to somebody and say, do me a favor, be more to me with the bracha. Right? They're embarrassed. So when the Rav gets up and says, anybody who wants to be Yotze with me could have kavana with the bracha, I have kavana to be more to whoever wants to be Yotze. So I make the bracha, and the guy is Yotze, and he counts. He doesn't have to embarrass himself going over to somebody and say. A poskim bring down. We don't pass in like that. At least the Sephardim don't pass in like that. What happens if a person, let's say the Rav, he forgot to count one night with the bracha. Right? So now, the minhag is among the Ashkenazim, among the Sephardim even, that the Rav counts first with the bracha. This way everybody will know what night it is, they won't make a mistake, and then everybody else counts. Now the Rav can't make a bracha. So what is he going to do? He's going to embarrass, give a clap, Rabotai, you should all know that I'm not Zahir b'mitzvot, right? And I forgot to count, and therefore I cannot make a bracha. Boy, that's already a big bizayon. So there are some poskim who suggest like this, who say that go over to somebody who is mechuyav to count with a bracha, and you say, can I be mutzi you with a bracha? I'll make the bracha for you. Right? So the bracha that I'm making, really I'm making it for him. Right? Even though usually you don't do that, right? By birkat mitzvot, you don't do that. if the bracha itself is a mitzvah, you could do that. Let's say somebody needs to be yotze kiddush. Right, they don't know how to make kiddush. I could go to their house and make kiddush for them, even though I'm not yotze with that kiddush. Right? Over here, I can't make the bracha for myself. For myself is bracha levatola, according to some. So, I go to this guy and I say, listen, I make a bracha for you. Do me what to you. He said, no problem. Be motzi the bracha. So he gets up and he makes a bracha to be motzi the other guy. This way he would save his himself an embarrassment. So some say b'shad alechak, like this, a person can do it.
Right? What if there are people who are relying on you to become yotze?
So same thing, right? So kosher again. Because then I'm making a bracha specifically for them. Here, in other words, like this. Normally I would announce in shul like this. Rabotai, whoever needs to be yotze with my bracha, anybody who wants to be yotze, I'm making a bracha, have you in mind. I don't know if there's anybody who needs my bracha or not. Right? Let's say everybody wants to make their own bracha. They could make it. They want to make it. Therefore, my bracha that I'm making is only for myself. So, if I am myself have missed it and I cannot make that bracha, I'm taking a gamble over here. If I just get up and say, Rabotai, whoever needs my bracha, have kavana, and I'm hoping that there will be somebody who needs my bracha, and I'm making the bracha only for him, not even for myself, it's a gamble. But if I go to somebody and say, you need to make a bracha, right? And Emmet, he says yes. He's mechuyav, right? And I say, can I make it for you? Right? I'll make it, I'll be more to you. Right? Please, do me a favor. You know that I missed it. Everybody else doesn't have to know. Right? So once I'm making it for him, so then I'm fine.
No, but his question is right. A person who missed it,
right?
And the rabbi also missed it.
Right.
So the rabbi that missed it cannot make the other guy who's missed yourself.
Why not? I'm making a bracha anyway.
If you're doing it for somebody who is chiyuv to say bracha, fine. But if you are saying it only for a person who missed it,
I made the bracha anyway. Let me ask you like this, okay? Let me ask you like this. If this person who needs to make a bracha, and he could make a bracha, right? The other guy who missed it will come to him and say, Mr. Fakhir, do me a favor. Can you make a bracha b'motzi me too? Does that work?
Yes.
So here I am making a bracha for him, his bracha. So I'm making his bracha. So if his bracha would work for the third guy, my bracha through him would work for the third guy too.
But if he's not there and you want to do it for somebody who didn't make a bracha, you cannot do it.
I cannot do it because he's as good as me. I cannot make a bracha for myself. He cannot make a bracha for himself. I can't make a bracha for him.
He means if you don't have that guy, that's basically it's not a better thing to, it's not, doesn't look better only because the only thing the rabbi basically is doing is mostly the guy who had a chiyuv, not the guy to begin with. And then once that situation is there, anybody else could be mostly.
Exactly, that's right. So because on the bracha is a suffix, I need to find a vadai person who is vadai mechuyav with the bracha, so I'll make the bracha for that vadai person. Mimela, all the sefekim, including myself, will be yotze with that bracha.
You can do it or not?
Huh? No, it's b'shad alechak like this. The Ashkenazim bring it. Sephardi poskim do not like it. Because that shtick itself is not so pashut. To be motzi somebody else with the bracha that he could make it himself, you know, it's not simple.
Yeah, but the situation happens and the rabbi becomes so busy with the work of the community and suddenly he's also flying away and the whole thing messed up and he realized you missed the day.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
There's no such thing like cover Torah, cover Brit.
Yeah, that's what they use it, but cover and therefore say you could make it or you can't make it.
Even you don't even need to go up to the person. Just
right. No. And Etzah and Tevun and Da'at, Hashem. You can't. You didn't even shele baruch levatara. You don't play around with it. For my kavod, I could make baruch levatara.
I heard some points came saying that
baruch levatara.
There's such a thing in it because it's all suffix and maybe it's on its own. They bring two sfeika and they make it like it's okay.
Well, the first one is not a suffix. It's only one suffix.
Maybe the
suffix
is that it's a
day itself. Every day is a mitzvah.
That's one suffix.
They bring
other things that cover the Bria and cover the Torah, and they put it together and they mash it together.
Okay. All right. A person should daven not to come to these kind of situations. It's a you know.
Ashkenazim have a very easy time, even not after them, just to make a brach. The Rav for the bazaar could just go out to make a brach.
They don't do that.
Rabbi Heber once mentioned
that they there's no mechon that.
He said he. I was there. He said if there is a couple of different reasons. He said the shaliach sibur.
This is what the Rav is saying.
Rabbi Heber. He said if the shaliach sibur misses one night and he's a shaliach sibur and there's nobody else to say, which means the Rav is not there and usually falls on the shaliach sibur, even if he missed it, he could not become al bizarim. He could just say the bracha.
That I heard was on the Rav, on the Rabbi, because that's the more.
Yeah, but
Chazan, Chazan, get another Chazan. What's the problem? This is
the heter
of
the
anyway, as long as
there is
a bizarre. The word was as long as
there is
a bizarre. So
I've never heard that the Rabbani would do that, you know, to go over to somebody and tell him that can I be mutzi you, that far they go. Just
usually when the rabbi comes up for mincha and marib in the shul, there is no chance he's going to miss because the people, they're going to remind him of them.
Right, that's true. But with the situation that you said, sometimes they're traveling, sometimes they're going out of town, then the situations come up. Somebody called me up with a shayla like this. He says, well, that goes into later on, but I'm just telling you the situation. A bachur in the yeshiva, he says that that every night, so they daven arvit, they daven arvit with the yeshiva, and he counts. So he says that sometimes my tefillah takes longer, and by the time they count, so I'm in the middle of davening. Afterwards, I count, you know, because I finished my tefillah, so it's all part of the sidurat tefillah, I count. He says there was one night that I needed to ask my rabbi a question, so by the time I finished davening, yeshiva had finished davening completely, and my rabbi was walking out. So I ran out to speak to him. I ran out and I spoke to him, and I came back to Beis Medrash. I don't remember if I counted or not. The next night, he remembers that, did I count last night? Or didn't I count last night? Right? So, it's a suffix, right. But, yeah, but you know, the suffix is not so pashut. We'll discuss it when we get there. But these things come up. A situation comes up like that. You know, one little distraction a person gets, and he says, in 2 minutes I'm going to do it, then it's gone. It's finished. You know, nowadays we are, especially with the Rav. Let's say the Rav, was busy somewhere, got to the minyan late. He was answering Shaila, dealing with something, came to the minyan late, right? And he pointed to the Shaliach Sibur that this, and I'm behind. Tichah de Sibura. You go right. Right? And the Shaliach Sibur counts, and the Rav is still davening Shemoneh Esrei. Right? Finishes, and he's ready to say Aleinu, and people come to ask Shailas. And he doesn't want to keep people waiting. Okay, so I'm going to ask the Shailas, and I'm going to count. You're right. These things happen.
The app for the smartphone works well.
Yeah. Before the app, I used to send an alarm. Right? You send an alarm for 12 o'clock. Either you're sleeping and the alarm will wake you up, right? Or you're not sleeping and the alarm would point you 12 o'clock. So you count 12 o'clock. You just missed it. Just in case you missed it, you count 12 o'clock.
Why you cannot say bracha during daytime?
Why can't you? Okay, very good. I'm going to get to that too. I didn't get to that yet. I'm going to discuss that. To answer your question just quickly is because there is a concept by the Torah that says the counting should be temimot, should be complete. Now, there are Rishonim who understand temimot to mean that you have to count beginning of the night. Beginning of the night means that as soon as the first night comes, which is the second night of Pesach, as soon as it comes, you count, because you have to count in the very beginning. Right? And there are those who say that if you miss the beginning, you cannot make a bracha anymore because it's not temimot anymore, it's not complete. If I remember at 12 o'clock at night that I need to count, so half of the night is already gone and I didn't count. 5 hours of the 24-hour day, 5 hours, 6 hours are gone and I didn't count. So it's not temimot. So I can't, so that's not, like, how can I make a bracha on that? So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says later on that if a person did not count on time, he could count the whole night. Right? He would count the whole night. That's what's coming to Bavon. Right? Shachach lispor betechilat alayla, olech v'sofer kol alayla. Could count the whole night. To say that we are not worried that you missed a few hours. Now those Rishonim who say that, even though we're not worried that you missed a few hours, but if you miss one section of the day, which is night, you miss the whole night, all you have is the second section of the day, which is the day, that's not temimut. You cannot make a bracha on that. So since on that is a machloket, whether once you lost the night, you could still make the bracha or not, we count without the bracha. And then we continue counting the following night with the bracha. There are those who say, Tosfot in Menachot brings a da'a that says like this, that maybe you should even count on Ben Hashemashot. Huh? If you hold Sefirat HaOmer is the Oraita, according to Mandamar who holds Sefirat HaOmer is the Oraita nowadays, right? So, Safek Doraita is the Chumrah. So you should count in Ben Hashemashot in case it's Laila already. This way you'll be Mekayim, the Indian of Temimot. That's what Tosfot suggests. Then he rejects it, but that's how he starts.
If you want to be used to the Rabban, you have to make sure to say it for Shemaim.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so there's...
Otherwise you're making Rabban.
Right. So that's also a topic later. Huh? What did you say?
Because I couldn't do
that. Oh, then you push it up. That's right. That's right.
Any minute you push it up, you're
That's right. Right. So then what do you do with Mismah? What do you do with Tadir Veshenu Tadir?
It has to override that.
Right. So here the Shulchan Aruch says that you don't have to worry about that, that it should be, you know, definitely be, I mean, Chathchila, it should be beginning of the night. But if you didn't do it, B'diavad is fine. Right? So once B'diavad is fine, we say Tadir Veshenu Tadir. So therefore, we do Tefillah, the whole Arvit, and then we count Tefillah the Omer. The Ashkenazim, the Ashkenazim, there are different minhagim among the Ashkenazim. Mishnah Berurah at least brings that they should count Tefillah the Omer right after Kaddish Titkabal. Because Qiriyat Shema is Tadir. Shemoneh Esrei is also Tadir. Even though Shemoneh Esrei is the Rabbanan, but it's still Tadir. So Tefillah is also the Rabbanan. But as soon as you done Shemoneh Esrei, which means Kaddish Titkabal, because that is the culmination of Shemoneh Esrei, you should count right away. Don't push it off. So Kavachaim says that there are those who say that in order to not interrupt Tefillah the Arvit, you do the whole Tefillah together, you should count it after Aleinu L'Shabeach. Because Al Pi Kabbalah, there is a Seder at Tefillah that starts with from wherever it starts from, and it ends with Aleinu, so you should not put anything that doesn't belong in the middle. And you should do that afterwards. That's why there are Ashkenazim, those who make Havdalah in the Beit HaKnesset, they make Havdalah before Aleinu. If they make Havdalah in the Beit HaKnesset. Huh? Because it's already they bring down the inyanim of making Havdalah as soon as you can do. I mean, you want to be ma'acher, being Yosef from Shabbat, that's true. But in mitzvah the tefillah and inyanim that you already done. The Kepa Chaim says by the same token you don't want to do Havdalah in the middle of tefillah because you don't want to mess up the seder of tefillah. So you should do it afterward, after Aleinu L'Shabeach. Right, so that's the so the mass we push it off till after.
It's better to do the diavad and have tradition of the year. That's what we're saying. To do the bracha, not
yes.
The beginning of the night.
Right. Right. Now, so the post can bring down. Kifachai mentions it that what happens if a person on a regular basis for some reason davens late. Okay, let's say the yeshiva. Okay, yeshiva they daven arvid at 10:10. And people daven arvid at 10:10. What heter do they have? Whatever heter they have. They daven arvid at 10:10. Okay? Why not in the beginning? Whatever the cheshbon is. He says a person should count Sefirat HaOmer beforehand.
Why we don't say that like other Chagim? For example, Rosh Chodesh, we say Alel during the Tefillah, why we don't make this bracha part of the Tefillah? Why we don't say that?
The reason is because Sefirat HaOmer really has nothing to do with Arvit. Halel is a part of Tefillah. Right? It's a part of Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch. Sefirat HaOmer is a mitzvah. Has nothing to do with Arvit. The reason we put it with Arvit is because since it has to happen at night, so we put it together with Arvit. That is because of the part of the Na'anuim of Halel. Right, that's why they that's a part of it.
One
more time.
Point that people are davening late, Kavchan to say it earlier, even though they're going to daven.
Yeah.
Any other boys can say like that?
Nobody argues on that.
People don't do that though.
The reason they don't do that is because they're afraid that if they're going to do it, they're going to forget. In other words, like this. Huh?
Say it again.
If I do not connect it to Arvit, right, then it's going to become asur for me to eat, the way the Shulchan Aruch says. As soon as the Zaman comes, you can't eat, you can't do this, you can't do that. Here, once I know I'm going to have an Arvit, I'm going to count Sefirat HaOmer with it, I package it together, I leave it there. Right? But Alibu Demet, what's the reason of pushing it off? There are poskim who say it should be temimot. Temimot means, even if you don't pass it like them, Shulchan Aruch says, Lechat Techila should be B'Techilat HaLaila. Right? So if it's Techila Dalaila Lechat Techila, so
what does that mean? The beginning of that
says, oh, I'm going to get to that too. B'Techila Dalaila. Let's suffice it for now. Okay. So if it's supposed to be B'Techila Dalaila, why am I pushing it off till after Arvit? Because Tadir Mishnu Tadir Kodem, right? But that is only when both mitzvot are in front of me and I want to do them both. But if one of them, for some reason, I don't want to do till later on, so I have this mitzvah. Why shouldn't I do it now? Right. This topic I should mention that itself is not so pashut. There are some poskim who say, which is very difficult to understand, that once tadir v'shino tadir kodem, even if you don't want to do the actual mitzvah right now, you're going to do it for whatever reason later, you do it later. Nafkamina is the morning of Sukkot. Morning of Sukkot is Yom Tov. The shuls they daven Tefillah later. Usually, 11 later. 8:30, 8:30, 11 later. Netzach Hama is, let's say, 7 o'clock. A person wakes up, let's say he woke up before Netz, after Netz. He wakes up 6:30. He wakes up 7:30. Okay, by the time he comes to the Knesset and they start davening and whatever, they get to Halel, right? So, should he shake Lulav as soon as he wakes up? He has a mitzvah. He has a mitzvah of Netilat Lulav. Should he take it right now? Oh, no. I mean, what do you mean? I mean, Tadir Shono Tadir. First, I have to daven, say Chiriyat Shema. Chiriyat Shema is Tadir, right? Shemun Esre is Tadir. So after Shemun Esre, when the people want to do Halel, they do Netilat Lulav and Na'anuim, and they do Halel. All the Sidurim listed like that. Why shouldn't the person say in the morning when he wakes up? Tadir v'shino tadir. What tadir? The tadir is not there. I'm not davening now. If I'm getting up for nets, right? And tefillah nets. Well, tefillah nets. So what would, come nets achama. Which one should I do first? Tadir. So I say, Chiriyat Shema and Shemun Esre, and I shake lulav afterwards. Even if I'm davening right after nets, as soon as I get up, I need to prepare and run to shul. Why? Because I need to daven right now. So I have a choice. Should I do lulav or go to daven? Go to daven. Do lulav afterwards. Tadir v'shino tadir. But if I'm waking up, I'm going to have my hot water and I'm going to learn a little bit. Why? Because davening is another 45 minutes, an hour. Why don't you take lulav?
Why don't you say the same thing by Shema?
Because Shema is an Indian to say Chiriyat Shema with the Berachot. And the Berachot is an Indian to say Baruch Hu before Berachot. And say Pesuchet the Zibra before that. So I want to say, I want to do it with the Zibur. Right, it's an Indian. Chachamim put it there with the Berachot. To do it Ketikuna. Okay, so I do it Ketikuna. But Netilat Lulav, What is the lulav? I'm doing tikkun. I shake the lulav now, and I do nanu even halal later. People don't do that. Generally, people don't do that. The halacha, that's the right thing to do. Generally, people don't do that. Why don't they do that? Because I guess it's a part of it, you know. Once it's tadir v'shono tadir, even if you're pushing that off, so you put this for the end after that. Yeah, the same situation with tekiyat shofar, right? You wake up early in the morning, and you're about to kaya. You know how to blow, right? You're not about to kaya the shul. You are. Makes no difference. Davening is nothing later. Let's say they're not davening in nets. So let me blow shofar now. What pesukim? Lachash. No, that I'm going to do it with Musa. The first 30. I mean, no, we don't do that. I mean, we don't do that for many reasons, because Chachamim, no, yeah, because there is a Takanat Chachamim, and it should be there after Shacharit, right before. They say Baracha would cover the tekiot that goes in during the davening. So that we don't do. Right? But with shaking the lulav, why don't we do that? And Sefirat HaOmer, the same thing. Right? So the poskim say, Sefirat HaOmer, they say, you know, if it's going to be later on, here there's a more of an Indian, there's a Temimot. There is an Indian of Zerizim Makdimim LeMitzvah. Right? Okay, so I could do Lulav now, I could do it later, it makes no difference. It's an Indian of Zerizim. It's good to be a Zariz, do the Mitzvah right away. Okay, I can't do, I need a Sibur. Sibur is not going to be for another 45 minutes. Right? So, but Lulav, I don't need a Sibur. Be Zariz, do it right away. I understand. Here, for Sefirat HaOmer is even more. There are poskim who say is an Indian of Temimot. So you should do it Chatachila as soon as you're able to do it. So that's why they say if the Arvit is going to be later on, better to do it. Unless a person might think that he's going to forget. So they connect it to Arvit, this way they won't forget. Okay, stop here.